baby.
And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner, broadcasting live from the humongous facilities down in Midtown Phoenix.
Uptown Phoenix.
Uptown.
We must argue again.
Well, I say downtown, see, you say uptown. I got it to Midtown by next week, or maybe in 2 weeks.
Right.
I'll be with you on the uptown.
You think so?
Uptown, downtown, all around. We're here for you when it comes to your computer questions, problems, and just things that make you say, hmm. Hmm?
Hmm? Mm-hmm. We're also here for you, not only on the airwaves, but at...
Airwaves?
Airwaves? Did
no,
I say webs?
No, you know what? You just coined a new phrase.
I put the two together.
Airwaves, because we do broadcast on the web.
See, that's where I was going.
Let's get the attorneys to patent that. We own that, by the way.
We own that.
Yeah.
It's trademark us.
Airwaves trademark.
We're not only on the air, but we're on the web at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, you'll see... You know, besides Ken and I, you'll see things we're talking about today, the topic of the day. You'll see resources to links to things. You'll see, oh gosh, archives, past shows. You can listen to past shows. You can see a link to listen live in case you can't be by a radio. You can be by your computer and hear it live that way. And all kinds of other great resources, again, at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and scroll around, see what you can see, do what you can do.
Including this week's topic, which we try to bring a little edumacation to every show. We start with that, and then we go to the whining and complaining of the masses of their computer problems. And, of course, we always try to bring some little bit of knowledge first that we start with. And this week's topic is all about firewalls. Many of you have heard about firewalls. Many of you have a lot of confusion about firewalls. Many, 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 many of you think firewalls do something different than they actually do. And so to that end, we're going to try to spread the news about what firewalls really do and don't do. And to help us with that, we've got a couple of extra special computer geek. They're not geeks.
No, they're just they're guys who know a lot about computers and know how to have a little bit of fun and aren't so.
This show is a geek free zone.
Heavy tech,
geek free zone. We got Eric, the newest data doctor from our new Valveston Baseline store in Gilbert.
Wait,
howdy,
Gilbert.
Exactly.
That's right. How many horses are there around your store? There aren't that many, right?
There are now. I mean, we've got horses. The cows are gone.
You can't see any horses from the store. I've been there. Come on now.
No, but when you're talking to people that have horses, it's not Gilbert, it's Gibbert.
This is true.
Right. I just got to keep it clean there. Got to be able to relate.
Right.
And to play on that whole, remember that East Coast, West Coast rapper problem that we had?
Right.
And then it became let's unify and let's all love one another. And so we're going to do our own East Coast, West Coast computer thing with our buddy Steven from Jersey. From New Jersey.
Say hello.
It's all mine. thank you for the hospitality.
And he's gonna put his two cents in on give us kind of the East Coast slant on what's going on in the computer world.
Is there
world.
A different slant in the computer world than the East Coast?
I think by the end of this 2 hours, we're going to know.
Wow.
But my two favorite sayings that ever came out of New Jersey were talking to me.
Right, and?
Or is that New York?
That's a little of both.
Yeah.
Isn't New Jersey and New York the same place?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I thought.
And then the other one was, this is absolutely my favorite, if you fall asleep in your trunk, you deserve to be shot.
Hey.
That's my Italian friends were, no. Is that being a little too...
Well, no, that's pretty much on the mark. That, and as far as finances go, what H&R can't handle... Cement blocks can. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
There's the third one, right? Yeah. So we're going to have some fun here. We got some East Coast, West Coast computer talk. We got just regular computer talk. We got firewalls. We got... What are you squinting at?
Mike Hell's reminding me and wanting to remind the listening audience and you all that this is only a one-hour show. I don't know why that was the most important thing of the moment. But
it is,
actually. It's only a one-hour show. It's a shortened show.
What happened?
I don't know. It just means there's Diamondbacks pre-game, pre-season stuff going on. So, you know, it's a shorter show, which means we're going to give out the number now so you can start getting your hot little fingers ready to dial on in with your calls and questions, hopefully concerning firewalls, and spam maybe. I don't know. It's 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. Or, if you're a little bit not finger-dialing inclined, check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section. And look for the links to ask a question and make a suggestion, the digital method right there on our website.
You bet. Now, one of the things now, Stephen, I don't know if you hear this in your world out in the East Coast, back in that other time zone. We hear all the time people think, well, how could I get a virus? I have a firewall. Do you hear that?
That's a big misconception.
Yeah.
They think that antivirus and firewall are synonymous, and, you know, out of the box, neither one are enabled or installed.
Yeah, and really, the firewall, I mean, have you seen this yet?
We've had a couple people come in, but I've got firewalls, I've got routers. Why am I getting viruses and spyware?
People need to think of it kind of like in your car. You have both a seatbelt and an airbag. One does not do the same job as the other, although they both help prevent you from getting, you know, hurt in an accident. And that's kind of like the antivirus and the firewall in your computer. One helps you in one way, one helps you in another, but the two together kind of work together to really keep you safe.
Give you a more gooder experience.
Yeah.
If you want a specific analogy, I use the bouncer at a nightclub analogy when it comes to firewalls, and that's posted on our website. You can check that out at datadoctors.com. If you look in the resource section of today's radio show, you'll see the first link. Of course, is this week's column. If you're a reader of the subscriber to the Tribune, you'll see that on Monday's business section. Very simple analogy on how firewalls work and how a bouncer at the front door of a bar is not necessarily going to secure that entire bar and all the things that you can do as a computer user that's going to basically compromise that security that a firewall provides. Basically, folks, a firewall is just like in its original iteration, as I say in the column, it's a wall that keeps fire from going from one room to another.
Mm.
This particular firewall provides security between you and this small group of other users on the internet, some 300, 400 million people, of which a small percentage will do everything they can to infiltrate your machine and do some crazy stuff. And this is a way to actually become invisible to those people.
Invisible?
Invisible.
Like a little cloak.
Yeah.
Like a wall between you and them that prevents the spread of fire.
Yeah.
Thus the term firewall.
Something like that.
Right.
The invisibility cloak on the internet is the firewall. But,
all
of
right.
course, just like in Harry Potter, if you screw up and you think you're completely covered and you are on the front but behind everybody can see.
What if they have a secret decoder ring?
Yeah, there's a lot of those things that can kind of compromise the quality of your firewall. And then, of course, there's hardware firewalls, software firewalls. That's the kind of stuff we're going to talk about here on the show today. If you've got a question about firewalls, feel free to bounce us an email or give us a holler in that. And, of course, a little bit later, once we work through some of the basics of the firewall issues, then we'll get into open phones.
We will do that. We got one open line right now at 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. It is the Computer Corner. You're listening to Ken Colburn over there, Brandon Disney here. You got Eric Jensen in studio, and Steve from Jersey.
Steven. Yes.
From Jersey. Forget about it. You know, in Jersey, you say forget about it. Here, we have our own out west. It's
buddy.
Which is our equivalent.
Oh, I thought it was the 28.
I don't know. 28. What's 28?
Not 28. Is it 30?
You know what?
20.
When we come back, we're going to figure out what number what is here. And I don't know. We're going to take your calls, questions, and all kinds of great stuff. Again, datadoctors.com is our website. Click on the radio section. You'll see all the links to all the things we're talking about. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Gonzalez, a shot.